In 1965, there were 180,000 nuns. Today, there are 50,000.
That's right.
Why is that happening, especially in the United States, and how concerned are you about that?
I'm not concerned. I see it as a pattern, as a wave of history. When you had that 180,000 nuns, you didn't have women doing anything else either. There were no opportunities. There were no options. Women could be teachers, and then later, after the Civil War, women could be nurses. So now you are seeing the religious vocation as really a very special vocation that is not simply social service. It has something to do with making the whole image of Jesus for us walk the streets again in people. It's about directing your life contemplatively, asking, what is the will of God for this people right now? So here we have a social interruption of those numbers. Now women don't have to go to a convent to either find the spiritual life, let alone the personal fulfillment of gifts. And religious life doesn't have to be a labor force. It's a light. It's a beacon. It's a reminder. And so, yes, there will be religious, but they're not going to be in the numbers of the labor force. They're there to animate. They're there to organize. They're there to have a center where people can come. They're there to be spirituality centers and to encourage other young men and women to live life to the fullest.
You know, getting back to this idea of asking questions, you said it was not asking questions that brought us the Holocaust, that brought us slavery, that brought us any number of horrific things in this world. And you don't leave a speech, really, without saying, do something.
Do something. Do something. Remember that if this evolutionary God is the God who is sharing creation with us, saying, I've given you this basis, shape it, then each of us have to find a new sense of creative urgency in ourselves. We become very accustomed to assuming that somebody else will take care. I couldn't do that. I don't know where that is. I really don't understand. I don't have that background. And so we have sloughed an awful lot of human responsibility off onto this magical God. We pray, for instance, for the elimination of nuclear weapons. What are you talking about? We're the ones who created nuclear weapons.
Not God.
And we can uncreate them anytime we decide, but we're not going to decide to do it until average people question why we have them and what will be the impact of them if this keeps on.
What's the future of the Catholic Church, Sister Joan?
Well, the Catholic Church has a wonderful future. The theology is sound. The models are deep. And most of all, if the Catholic Church demonstrates anything, it is that repentance is possible. We've been wrong so many times about so many things and eventually admitted it and repented it. We're a very good sign of a healthy human race. So I never doubt when the Jesus story is my story and I keep my eyes on the way Jesus responded in those Gospels. And the closer we become as church people to responding like that, the closer we'll be to making Jesus present again. That's our role. That's what it's about.
And on that note, we're out of time. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Patty. You are patient. And my God, the preparation. Girl.
Well.